Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally, the Toronto Raptors did not have to rely simply on Kawhi Leonard. And that's why they won last night.
Big night for the bench.
Norman Powell was tremendous. Kyle Lowry played great. Obviously not a bench player, but a starter.
Yep.
Fred VanVleet decided to show up. He had shot the basketball so awful over the last few games. And so Kawhi Leonard, at least offensively, just didn't have to carry the load the way he's had throughout this postseason. And that was the difference, as the Raptors are able to come back and really just beat him up. I mean, it was a close first quarter. After that, they end up blowing out the Milwaukee Bucks, and they have now evened up this series. And now we start anew, 2-2, going back to Milwaukee. But it was really about the guys around Kawhi Leonard that made the difference last night.
Milwaukee in seven? Is that what you see?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to alter my opinion on
no,
it.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, but you see it going seven, though.
Yeah, I didn't think this will be a great series, and so far it has been a great series.
Yeah.
It certainly has, but to the credit goes to this Raptor bench, who even before this series, you know, even before when they were playing Philadelphia and they were playing Orlando, had not been the strength that I thought it was during the regular season.
Right.
And that certainly changed last night. It was a real balanced effort, and I think it helps Kawhi. They didn't have to go out there like we saw in Game 7 against Philly and take a million shots. I think there were three guys that took more shots than him last night. And obviously it was aided because it turned into a blowout, but Norman Powell played a great game. I mentioned VanVleet was shooting the basketball so terribly in the previous game. I think it was 1-for-11, something like that. And obviously Kyle Lowry's had his moments in the postseason where he no-shows, certainly showed up. And so it was a really good effort. On the Milwaukee side, they had a bunch of key players not perform very well. But now it goes back to Milwaukee and the Bucks, and this is amazing because it shows you what kind of year the Bucks had. They've lost back-to-back games one time this entire season. And when they did it, I think it was off a West Coast trip, and it was back in March when it was pretty much decided that the Bucks were going to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. So they have had such consistency this season. And so they're facing something they really haven't faced all year. They haven't faced a lot of adversity this season. I mean, the adversity they faced was probably losing game one of the Celtics in their own building in the previous round, and we saw how they responded. They won the next four games. But over the course of this regular season, and other than that moment in the postseason, they really haven't faced a lot of adversity, and they came oh so close to being up 3-0 in this series. Think about that.
Yeah, they did. They came extremely close, no doubt about it. I still think they win the series. Either way, I love the fact that you're going to have a fresh new face in the NBA Finals from the East.
Oh, it's incredibly fresh.
It's tremendous. I mean, you know, we had Cleveland 4 years in a row. We had Miami 4 years. I guess the last team that wasn't Cleveland and Miami was Orlando, right? Is that the last one?
Boston.
No, wasn't it? I think it was Orlando.
Orlando was 9. Boston was 10.
Oh, Boston was 10.
Yep. It was Boston, and before that, Orlando, correct. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, you're right about that.
All right. So
and then before
that
Boston, before that Cleveland, before that Miami, before that Detroit.
That's right. The Lakers beat. I had it mixed up. I thought it was the Celtics first, and then Orlando was the other way around.
No, but your point's the same. I mean,
and we haven't seen a new team, and not only new fresh faces, but these are teams that are never there. I mean, Milwaukee hasn't been to the finals since 1974. And you got the Raptors have never been there.
Oh yeah,
I mean that even makes it even more. You know, I even like that better.
Oh yeah, we're definitely seeing something different.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Yep.
On the non-playing but free agent note, Kevin Durant's manager said that he's 100% undecided about where he's going to sign.
I don't want to hear it. You know what? Wake me up. Seriously, wake me up. When they're holding the press conference at the Garden at the Rancinic, because until then I don't buy it. I'm gonna tell you, I call me just a skeptical Knicks fan, call me whatever you want. I am not gonna believe it until I see that moment. You know what I mean?
I don't blame you.
Why would I think that? Now I don't think he's going back to Golden State, especially if Golden State goes out and wins this without him.
So if he's not going back to Golden State, which I
give the Clippers a shot. I even give your team a shot, bro. Yeah. I don't dismiss the
Nets.
I'll
believe that when I see that.
No, I understand. And you're, exactly. But I'm, I I can't dismiss
them.
So
is it really going to, because I think we both agree that the Lakers, he's not going to the Lakers.
Not,
he's not going
to
go play
with
LeBron.
Maybe if LeBron wasn't there, maybe. But so, not with LeBron.
So
there.
It's one of those three teams that
that's
are
it.
The Clippers, the Knicks, the Nets, and the Warriors. So you definitely rule out the Warriors?
I think he's gone. I mean, if they go out and win the NBA title without him, it doesn't look like he's going to play in the next series.
We'll see.
I mean, I don't know.
We'll
it's probably 50-50. If they go out and win the NBA championship without him, I can't see him coming back.
I can't rule out the Warriors for two reasons. Number one, they could pay him the most money, and you could say, he'll make the money elsewhere. That's true, but they could still pay him the most money.
You know
and
what,
two,
though,
it's easy to just go back.
It is, but if he's worried about his legacy, he's never going to be looked at the way he wants to be if he comes back to the Warriors, especially if the Warriors can win a title without him.
Look, with all
due— Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
he
I think
gets
he would,
lost in the shuffle then.
Well, but ask yourself this question, and I'm going to be honest and real about this. If Kevin Durant signs with the Knicks, the Nets, or the Clippers, would you admit that it's probably less than 50-50 he wins another NBA
yes.
title?
Do
you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're right there.
Although every Knicks fan will say, it's a given.
Right, and maybe some Nets fans will think it's a given on my end.
They might.
Look, they may have a chance, but it's less than 50-50.
Yes.
It's all I'm
yes.
saying.
Yes,
he does not win another NBA title.
Right.
Okay, all right. Let's say he does that.
Right.
And the Knicks are great. The Nets are great. The Clippers are great. But they don't win an NBA title.
Well, so they're not great. They're good.
They're good. They're very good.
Right.
Thank
right.
you for
right.
correcting me on that.
Right.
They're good. They don't
right.
win an NBA title. He goes back to Golden State, and they win five more in a row. What's better for his legacy? I get your point, but if he doesn't win with the Knicks or the Clippers,
what the
hell does it mean?
It doesn't, but, you know. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
You're
maybe,
not wrong in theory that if he wins there, it enhances
his legacy.
It just
shows that he's just another guy with the Warriors. I mean, that's really pretty much what it would show.
But what does it show if he goes to the Clippers, Knicks, or Nets and doesn't win an NBA title?
No, I understand.
What does that do?
No, it doesn't do anything.
So that's my— – you're right. If we already knew the script that he was going to go to the Knicks and win an NBA title, of course it enhances his legacy.
Right. Or any of those teams.
Or any of those teams.
Right.
Nets, Clippers.
Right.
It's not like
right.
they've racked up titles.
No. Right?
But if he doesn't win, what does it do for his legacy?
Yeah. Well, I think it depends on where his head's at. If it's just about the money now and, you know, and that's it, and I'll stay in Golden State, I'll win championships, I'll never get quite the duo that maybe I deserve because, I'm with this juggernaut of a team that has already showed that they've won a couple championships without me, okay? I don't know. I don't know what he wants to. I don't know what he wants to be perceived at when all is said and done.
You know what's also kind of weird, and I'm curious about this. Durant and most NBA players, most athletes, most people in general have big egos, right?
Yes.
Okay. Kawhi Leonard thinks he's the best player in basketball, as he should.
Yeah.
What does Kawhi Leonard think if the Clippers meet with Kevin Durant before they meet with Kawhi Leonard? How's he take that?
Probably. Probably doesn't take it well.
So I wonder how Kawhi plays into all of this. Because right now, what you're referring to is Mark Stein's report in the Times is that the Clippers are right there for Kevin
yes.
Durant.
Yep.
Good for them. If they make Kevin Durant a priority and at 6 o'clock, because now it's 6 o'clock that free agency begins as
right,
opposed to midnight.
Right.
If it's 6 o'clock, Lawrence Frank, our guy who's running the Clippers, or Steve Ballmer, if they're on the phone with Kevin Durant first, that could tick off Kawhi Leonard.
Could.
And he could say, wait a second,
yep.
I'm not your priority.
Right.
I'm not your backup plan.
Right,
Kawhi Leonard. I think it's a weird game, more so the Clippers than the Knicks, because we don't hear the Knicks attached to Kawhi Leonard.
No, I never even heard a word about him coming to New York.
How that kind of thing plays into it.
Right.
How you
right.
treat these elite players. Because you don't think Jimmy Butler's going to be offended? Like, wait a second, you meet with these guys? What about me?
But he's not in the league of those guys.
He thinks he is.
Well,
what do you think he
okay.
thinks about?
No, I'm sure he does. But, I mean, you know, he's not. I mean, the bottom line is Jimmy Butler is not Kawhi Leonard or Kevin Durant.
I know that.
Right.
We all know
and,
that.
And any NBA, a fan or that knows anything about the NBA knows that.
Except the problem is the guy who may not know that is Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
So I wonder how that plays in all of this with free agency, the ego hit these guys
take. If I'm Jimmy Butler, I would stay in Philadelphia. That's what I would do. If I'm Jimmy Butler and even Tobias Harris, I would stay in Philly. Because I got a chance to win a title there. I'm on a team that's a somewhat, low. They haven't won anything yet, but you still have Embiid and Simmons there. You know.
I think it depends the situations that present itself.
I guess.
Because I think if my team, and I wouldn't want this, but if my team offered Jimmy a max contract, I'd sign with the Nets over the Sixers. And the reason I would do that if I'm Jimmy is because I would take it as this is going to be my team now.
Yeah, no, I
it's
understand
It's not his
that.
Team in Philadelphia.
No, I get that. But
and
again,
you got a chance
is,
to win.
But again, is it about winning titles for him?
I don't
See that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I'd lean towards being the guy.
Yeah. It seems that way.
And I think that's a big aspect. That's why I don't think Kawhi and Kevin Durant play together. That's why that's not a rumor, because I think both guys probably look at themselves as the alpha male.
Yes.
And say, I'm not playing with that guy. I'm not going to be the Robin his Batman.
No, I agree with that.
Because both guys can make the case they're the Batman. I mean, right now, I've told you, I would take Kawhi over Kevin Durant.
Right, right.
Partially because of age. Right. That's a big part of it.
Right. Durant's probably the better player. But even so, I understand what you're saying. I get it. I mean, Kawhi's very close.
Now, if we're saying who's the better all-time player, the answer is Kevin Durant. At this point in their careers, when I'm going to start to get worried about Durant's age and health, Kawhi had his health issues last year but has been relatively healthy. He's playing through an injury right now and has proven he could be the guy up there in Toronto. The way he plays both sides, the way he can defend – I would take Kawhi over Kevin Durant.
What do you think is a better shot? Which guy do you think has a better chance to stay with the team he's on now?
Oh, that's a good question. You know why I'd say Kawhi Leonard? Because other than the Clippers, we've heard L.A.
Right.
What have we heard rumored about Kawhi Leonard?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Nothing. So if his thinking is Clippers or Raptors, and the Clippers are head over heels for Kevin Durant, Kawhi could say, what am I doing? I'll stay here. They love me here.
Right, right.
And maybe he does like it up there. Toronto's a beautiful city, and they've got a passionate fan base.
I love him.
And he's in the Eastern Conference.
And even if he just gets to the finals this year and they lose to the Warriors, that's a big deal in Toronto. It has had a lot of heartbreak over the last number of years.
Yeah, and I think because of that, Joe, if Kawhi stays there and he never wins an NBA title, but he stayed there, they're going to build a statue for him.
Yeah,
because Vince Carter didn't stay.
Yeah, right.
Tracy McGrady didn't stay.
Very good
Chris
point.
Bosh didn't
right,
stay.
No question.
And I think they would look at him as he stayed.
He's our guy.
He's our guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't draft him and watch him leave like everyone else.
We
traded for him.
Right.
He fell in love with us, believed in us, and he stayed. And so for him, that's a pretty good spot.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. Definitely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.